Circle's CyreBTC goes live on Ethereum for institutional DeFi. Circle has put CyreBTC live on Ethereum, a token it describes as 1.1 backed by Bitcoin and built for institutional DeFi markets. The company, best known for the USDC stablecoin, announced the launch on June 9, 2026, positioning the asset as collateral that desks can post inside on-chain lending and trading venues. The pitch is straightforward. Institutions that already hold Bitcoin but want to use it inside Ethereum-based protocols have, until now, leaned on tokens issued by other custodians or bridges. CyreBTC gives them another route, and it arrives with Circle's existing relationships across banks, asset managers, and compliance teams attached to the USDC business. A stablecoin issuer reaches into tokenized Bitcoin. Circle's core product is dollar tokens. USDC settles a large share of stablecoin volume, and the firm spent years building bank partnerships, attestation reports, and regulatory groundwork around it. CyreBTC extends that machinery to a second asset class. Bitcoin held off-chain, represented one-to-one by a token that moves on Ethereum. That distinction matters for the buyers Circle is courting. A trading desk or treasury team that already passes Circle's onboarding for USDC does not have to evaluate a brand new issuer to add Bitcoin collateral. The counterparty is the same. For institutions, reducing the number of entities they have to underwrite is often worth more than a few basis points of yield. It also puts Circle squarely against the incumbents in tokenized Bitcoin. Wrapped Bitcoin products and exchange-issued versions like Coinbase's CBBTC have carried this market for years, and each carries its own custody and trust assumptions. Circle is betting that its compliance posture and institutional reach can pull collateral towards CyreBTC, even though it is the late entrant. Collateral not spending CyreBTC is built for on-chain finance, not point-of-sale use. The token's job is to sit inside lending markets, be borrowed against, and back leverage positions. That is the same plumbing that has been under pressure lately. Crypto lending deposits have halved from their peak as the broader market sold off. So a fresh institution-grade collateral asset arrives into a thinner pool than it would have a year ago. For readers who interact with crypto through cards rather than lending desks, the connection is indirect but real. Tokenized assets like CyreBTC feed the stablecoin, and tokenized dollar rails that increasingly sit behind funding flows across the ecosystem. The more institutional collateral that settles on Ethereum, the deeper the liquidity that consumer-facing products eventually draw on. None of that changes how a card swipe works today, and Circle did not frame CyreBTC as a retail product. The risk profile is worth stating plainly. A 1-1 backed token is only as sound as the custody and attestation behind it. Holders are trusting that the Bitcoin reserve exists, is segregated, and is auditable. That is counterparty risk, the same category that froze user balances at failed custodians in past cycles. Circle's track record with USDC reserves is the main argument in its favor, but a token backed by an off-chain reserve is never the same as holding the underlying coin yourself. A launch into extreme fear, the timing is rough. As of June 9, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $60,126, down 0.6% on the day and 11.48% over the past week, with the CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index pinned at 15, or extreme fear. Ether, the chain CyreBTC settles on, sits around $1,265, down 16.76% on the week. Launching collateral infrastructure into a falling market is not necessarily a mistake. Institutional products are built on multi-year horizons, and demand for borrowing against Bitcoin tends to persist through drawdowns, sometimes rising as holders look for liquidity without selling. Morgan Stanley's recent move to let wealth clients borrow against Bitcoin and Ether points to the same demand Circle is chasing, just through a different channel. The open question is adoption. CyreBTC is live, but a token's success in this category is measured by how much collateral protocols and desks actually route through it, not by the launch itself. That data will take weeks to read.